أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إنما أنذركم بالوحي ولا يسمع الصم الدعاء إذا ما ينذرون ولئن مستهم نفحة من عذاب ربك ليقولن يا ويلنا إنا كنا ظالمين ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah's rahmah insofar as Allah's protection upon mankind, and because of the sins of people, the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes, and when it comes, there is none that can save an individual from that azab. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the wahi that Allah revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's mode of delivering the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one aspect of it. Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُنذِرُكُمْ بِالْوَحْيِ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the people that I only warn you according to the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed upon me, that is how I warn you. In other words, it's not from my own nafs, it is not from my own desires, it is not from my own self, it is not that I've heard from others about the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this is exactly what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has told me, and that is how I am warning you. So when we look at those ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which there are warnings, then one understands clearly that this is the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَلَا يَسْمَعُ السُّمُّ الدُّعَى, that a deaf person cannot hear the call. Here the deaf people, insofar as their hearts are concerned, that now they have turned away from the deen of Allah, they've turned away from the message of Allah, so their hearts become sealed. So no matter how much one may warn them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَسْمَعُ السُّمُّ الدُّعَى, that the deaf person cannot hear the message of Allah, إِذَا مَا يُنذَرُونَ, when they are being warned, when they are being reminded about the hereafter, they are being reminded about the commands of Allah, their whole lives they are being reminded, but they do not hear it simply because their hearts have been sealed, and the hearts have been sealed because they themselves turned away from the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَلَئِن مَسَّتْهُمْ نَفْحَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّكَ, but if one breath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab has to afflict them, just one breath of the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we breathe all the time, we blow all the time, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just speaking about one breath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab, لَيَقُولُنَّ يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ, the reality will strike them, and immediately they will say that destruction be upon us, that we are the wrongdoers. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it is just sufficient that when the realization for the realization of man and for him to realize the azab of Allah, for him to realize the message of Allah, this one little breath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab becomes sufficient. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the justice of the day of Qiyamah. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا, that on the day of Qiyamah, we will erect the scales of justice. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about those pans of justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the scale in which Allah Rabbul Izzat will place the amal, and Allah will place the deeds of the entire mankind one by one. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the scale. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it is so huge that it encompasses the area between the earth and the sky. That is how huge it is. Secondly, we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that at the scales of justice will be an angel. In some narrations it is Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salat wa salam. Then the deeds of man will be placed. When the deeds of man is placed and a person is unsuccessful, then the elan and the announcement will be made by this angel. In other words, he will be, so to say, the keeper of the scales of justice, and he will make this announcement for all of mankind to hear that such and such a person has failed. And if, on the other hand, the scale of good deeds is heavier and the scale of ill deeds is lighter, then he will make this announcement that such and such a person had been successful. Then we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the amal that will be weighed, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, a person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have this slave of mine. But he is of such a nature that this slave swears me certain times he is dishonest to me, he cheats me, certain times he is disobedient to me, and sometimes I shout him, sometimes I even physically strike him, in other words, I hit him. So how would I fare with regards to this? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, and this is very, very important to us, that now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will take all his deeds, the ill deeds that he had committed against you, that swearing, that dishonesty, that disobedience, all that will be placed on the scale of justice on the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take your abusing him, that you shouted him, you hit him, all that also will be taken and it will be placed on the pans of the scale of justice. And if it is equal, then it will be equal. Nobody will owe anyone. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam says, if one exceeds the other, his bad exceeded your bad, then obviously he will be owing you. And if your bad exceeds his bad, then you will be owing him. When this sahabi hears this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the fear of the day of Qiyamah. Immediately the sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, then it only befits me that I should free this person, and he frees this person. So from this hadith also we can understand that even those deeds that we carry out in so far as injustices are concerned, they will also be brought on the pans of the scales of justice. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا, that no soul will be oppressed in the slightest bit on the day of Qiyamah. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ, even if it be the equivalence to a mustard seed, أَتَيْنَا بِهَا, we will bring it forth. Whatever the action be, whatever the deed be, وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are sufficient to reckon and take the accountability. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.